Greetings, Lord and ladies. Welcome to Careless Man's podcast. I'm Lord Downton of the land known as Wigan. Got Sir Philip Burford the Bold and our local eunuch, Ryan Jolly. How's it going, fellas?
I'm okay. How are you, Lord Darren?
I'm grand. Just grand.
Going well, yeah. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. If you haven't guessed, this topic is about the medieval era. Or the Middle Ages, whichever you want to call it. So, my loyal subjects, let's get into the first round. Would you rathers? Number one, would you rather live in Europe during the Black Death or be a monk in the Viking invasions?
I would probably be a monk in the Viking ages. Because, from my knowledge of monks, they're pretty well hidden in the, you know, little monasteries up in the mountains. I reckon my chance of maybe seeing a Viking is pretty slim. I would pick that one.
Really?
I think that's good. They oftentimes have like little secret hidden rooms as well in these monasteries, don't they? You can hide out. You can't really hide from the Black Death.
Yeah.
Okay, but you did get captured. Either get murdered or be a slave.
Well, the other option is to just straight up die, so at least you get a chance.
Yeah. That is true.
I think I'll take my chances as a monk. Yeah.
Okay. In the Middle Ages, would you rather live in the Christian world or the Islamic world?
Ooh, both fun times, Ryan.
Yeah, I'm on the edge of my seat with this one. I'll go for the Christian world. It's what I'm used to.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go with the Christian world. I don't really know much, but...
The Islamic world in the medieval era... Yeah. We're actually more knowledgeable of such things as healthcare and, you know, cleanliness, or whatever. So they're much, much nicer places to live.
Yeah, I'll stick with my Christian life.
Okay, there it is. Would you rather be a knight or a samurai?
Samurai, 100%.
Yeah, knights are pretty restricted with the metalwork and they're not known to be very athletic people.
No.
Whereas a samurai, you know, stealth... You see them do a couple of flips sometimes.
You're thinking ninjas.
Oh, yeah.
I do think you're thinking of ninjas.
Still, I suppose samurais do have, like, armour as well, don't they? But...
A little bit more mystique, I think, to it. Knights are like, there's loads of knights, but samurai seems a little bit more, I don't know what the word I would use, like selective or special. Lots of knights all over the place, dying by the thousands, but samurais, that's cool. And I've got a wicked sharp sword as well, much sharper than a knight sword.
Yeah. Me and Ryan are still in agreement to all these, Darren.
One thing I have to tell you though, if a samurai fails at battle, he'd have had to commit suicide.
I wouldn't fail, I'm awesome.
what if a knight fails?
Fail on the other hand. Fail many times, so you'd be falling on your sword left and right.
Is this the one where I have to stab myself with the sword?
You have to cut it through your stomach and open your stomach up.
Mm. Doesn't sound that bad.
Could I just run off? I could just run.
But you won't be a very good samurai, would you? You won't be a samurai for very long.
I'd just say, oh, I retire. And then run away.
That is a brilliant Japanese accent, by the way.
Well done.
Yeah.
One up. Don't get a point. Oh, there's no point.
No points on this one.
No points. Just, yeah.
Done.
Would you rather be a rich, powerful lord in the 12th century or live as you are today?
What does a rich, powerful lord do in the 12th century?
Eat mostly just meat. Control land and got loads of subjects to rule over you.
Do I have servants?
Yep.
I'll go with that one.
No internet though. Let's be real for a minute. You've got to get your priorities in order here. No computers, no internet, no electricity, no proper clean water, no sanitation system, no...
But no people to wash my feet when I need to.
Well, you can hire someone now, like a hooker to wash your feet. Those cheap hookers.
Yeah, I think, no, I'll have a change. I want to be a lord in the 12th century and get my peasants working for me.
No, I'll stay as I am now, thank you very much.
Okay. All right. Would you rather fight in the Crusades or the Hundred Year War?
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Hundred Year War.
What about you, Ryan?
I'd go for the Crusades because I might meet one of the Knights Templar and they can give me all the juicy gossip where everything's hidden.
What? Like the Holy Grail?
Could be.
Or just like, you know, where his wench
is. You not seen the Da Vinci Code?
I have. Yeah. It was just the Holy Grail.
Okay. I think it was just a mug that said Jesus on it.
might be.
Jesus was here.
Yeah. Okay, would you rather be hung, drawn and quartered or hanged upside down while a giant saw cuts you down the middle? Wow. This is a beautiful subject, this
We've got some real appealing would you rathers this week, guys.
Yeah.
Both of which seem like they might tickle a little bit.
Yeah. That's a good word to pronounce. That's a good word to say. Yeah, tickled.
The saw, where is it starting to cut me?
For your testicles.
My testicles. That wasn't the same fun.
No, not really my idea of a fun evening.
I think you'd die quicker with the saw, just from the vicious trauma of it ripping you open. I think you're going to have to go for that one. Hung, drawn and quartered sounds pretty grim, and that it would last a lot longer. It'd be really, really, really bad. Whereas the other one would just be really, really bad.
See, I disagree on this. I think I'll just be hung, drawn and quartered. What I would probably do...
You do know that is three separate methods of torture.
I know. And I know that you're not quite hung until death, obviously. But what I would do when I am hung and I'm, you know, choking, I'd shake a little bit. And try and sever my spine so that it ends quicker. So then I'm just hung.
But what if... What
I
if
think the executioner would realise what you're doing and probably cut you down.
Do you reckon? Yeah. I don't want to be sawn from the private parts up. Thank you very much.
You'd be dead before it hit your belly button, I reckon. Or not much further after your belly button.
From blood? From
well, blood you'd lose loads of blood and all your internal organs will start getting ripped to bits. Massive internal trauma. The pain alone would probably... render you unconscious.
No, I'm going to go with hung, drawn and quartered. I'll take my chances.
I'll get sawed to bits. Thank you very much.
Do we both get this done at the same time?
Yeah, why not?
Fun?
Yeah, it can be a bonding experience. Yeah. I'm right. Lovely weather for it. Would you rather be in a modern war or a medieval battle?
An easy one for me, this. I'd rather be in a modern war. It could potentially be a quicker death. A gunshot wound to the head, instant, whereas a sword to the gut, not so instant. And I don't like being face to face with people, so.
You can be decapitated.
I'm going to go with.
My theory is this. I think you've got much better odds in a modern war. I'm not diminishing anybody's death in any current war, but statistically, percentage wise, I bet there's much less people die in modern wars than what there were that died in big. Medieval battles on a grubby old field in Lower Ents.
Yeah.
So I go for the modern war.
Go modern, Darren.
Yeah. Odds are I can hide at the back somewhere in a little tent. Or...
Yeah, sounds good to me.
I think I would have chosen the same thing, to be honest. Would you rather fight with a crossbow or a sword?
Crossbow. Yeah. Back in the trenches.
Yeah.
Phew, sniping them off. Do a quick 360 no-scope with a crossbow. Straight through. King Arthur's eyeball is what I would do.
Again, you got to be pretty close to someone to have a sword fight. However, with a crossbow, you're sort of firing in the air, aren't you?
They do take long to load.
Can ever someone load me up?
Yeah, if I'm in the 12th century and I'm a lord.
Just like, you fire one, then you pick the next one up, then somebody's loading that one. Like a real machine gun invention.
Yeah, sounds good to me.
Good day. Would you rather live in medieval Europe or the Roman Empire?
It's a difficult one, that. From my understanding, there was a lot of orgies that went on in the Roman Empire.
Ooh.
That's true.
That sounds quite fun. On the other hand, there's a lot of backstabbing going on, so it's a little bit of a difficult one, but I think I'd hedge my bets, and I'd go for the Roman Empire, I think. Sounds quite cool and fun. Lots of stuff going on, chariot races and... battles to the death at the local Colosseum and people fighting lions and all sorts of fun stuff.
I think I'd choose Rome as well. Did Rome have anything to do with the plague? Nothing. No. But did medieval Europe have something to do with the plague?
Yes.
I would definitely go with Rome. There were too many fatalities.
I would agree. I think living in the Roman Empire would have been better. Okay, would you rather battle the Mongolians or the Vikings?
I would probably go with the Mongolians. The Vikings, from what I know of my vast history knowledge, were pretty aggressive and non-forgiving.
Lots of rape and pillaging going on in both camps, I think.
Yeah.
I think I had more chance of outsmarting a Mongolian than a Viking.
Well, your Vikings were smart as well. Well, for their time, I suppose.
It's a tricky one. I go for the Vikings. I can take that. With the
You're a samurai.
Right, exactly. That'd be interesting to see a good win. Samurais versus Vikings.
Probably samurais. Yeah.
A shame they never met. Anyway, that concludes the Would You Rathers. So now it's Careless Pat's Careless Fiction. The first one, the majority of people in the Middle Ages believed that the world was flat.
I think that is true. I think most people thought the world was flat back then.
I think the majority did, yeah. I'm obviously sure that there was some that didn't, and they did discover it, so... Yeah, majority of people, I would think, definitely did.
It's false. People knew that the world was round, even in the ancient Greek times.
The majority of people.
Majority of people.
Regular peasant on the street.
Yeah, Christopher Columbus didn't discover the world was round, like the song says.
What song?
They all laughed at Christopher Columbus when he said the world was round.
Oh yeah, I know that song. It's one of my faves.
Vikings wore horns on their helmets.
I think the only reason you picked that is because it is fiction.
Only recently, I think I've been corrected on it, but yeah, it's fiction now.
It is fiction. They just wore normal, everyday helmets. Historians say that the Black Death killed up to 60% of Europe's population. Phil?
I think that's true. I think, fact.
I knew that was a high percentage. I don't know the figures, though, unfortunately. I think 60% sounds about right. I'm going to go with fact as well.
That's true. It did.
Woo-hoo.
Sorry for about my bad pronunciation of this one, but did prima noctis exist for law saying when a peasant marries, his lord has the first go at his wife? Phil?
I think that's fact. I haven't heard it before, but...
I'm just going to mix it up a bit then and go for fiction.
Ryan is right. It is actually fiction. It never happened. It was in Braveheart, but not everything in Braveheart was true.
Damn.
Medieval women had no rights. Ryan, let's go for you first this time.
I think that's fiction. I don't think they had no rights. I think the rights were definitely limited in comparison to what they are now, but I don't think they had, like, absolutely none. I'm going to go with fiction.
I think that's fact.
It's actually fiction. Women had less rights than they do now, but they could buy land, they could basically do pretty much most of the things men could do. Men did have more rights, but not that much more.
Suck it, Phil.
Not doing very good.
Until the 11th century, Britain was a native home to brown bears. Phil.
Brown bears in Britain.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we could have wiped them out, couldn't we? You know what? I'm going to take this point. I'm going to go that that is a fact.
Ryan?
Yeah, I think I also think it's a fact. I don't know why. I've read it somewhere or I'm just being swayed by Phil. I don't know. But yeah, I'm going to go for fact as well.
It is actually a fact, yeah. We just hunted them to extinction, which is very sad, really.
Standard.
Yeah, standard human nature, I suppose. In almost all marriages, the bride and groom never actually met before the big day.
Almost all is quite a lot, obviously.
Yeah.
So I think I'm going to go with fiction. I can't imagine that almost every single marriage...
No, I didn't say every, I just said...
You said almost every.
Almost.
Yeah, we're talking right. Over 80-90%, yeah. I would think, with an almost. So I'm going to go with fiction.
Yeah, I'm going to go fiction as well.
It's actually true. Marrying for love was kind of a bit unusual back then. We said, oh, I'm marrying this girl because I love her. And people look at you a bit strange. You're just married for land and money and power and all that stuff.
Right, we've been filed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't believe that.
In a marriage, it was illegal to refuse your wife's or husband's advances for sex.
It was illegal?
Illegal, yeah.
I'm going to go fact.
Are you?
Yeah, I don't know. That was a very tricky one, I think. It's illegal's quite... That's quite a lot of pressure there. It's genuinely illegal, so... I'm going to opt for fiction.
It is actually true, although it wasn't enforced much as other crimes, but it was true.
But it was still illegal?
It was still illegal, yeah. So if you were married, your wife said, let's do it, big boy. Mm-hmm. You couldn't say, no, I've got a headache today. You have to go for it. But it wasn't well enforced. A plague doctor's mask was in shape of a pig.
Oh dear. I have absolutely no idea. So this is a complete guess. I'm going to go with fiction.
Phil?
Going to go with fiction. I think it was in the shape of some sort of long-beaked bird.
Well done, Phil. It was in shape of a long-beaked bird.
Woo! So you don't get extra points for that.
I should
in the beak. In the beak, it had herbs and what they believed could stop them getting the plague. The Mongolian Empire is the largest ever empire in history.
I'm going to say that's true.
Right.
I have a feeling that's true as well, but the largest ever, as in...
Yeah, not talking
the
about
known maybe, world but... at the time, or...
No, just in history in general.
I go for fact.
It would have been fact if I said just in the medieval time, but it was overtaken by the British Empire.
Yeah, that was the only other thing I was thinking.
Oh, Darren, you're tricking us with these questions.
So the winner is Ryan with 6 points. Phil, you lose with 5.
Phil, you suck.
You do suck, Phil. I have to agree with him on that one. Now we move to Area 52.
Ooh. We should just do that on every time.
Deep in the middle of nowhere, there is a government base where there is a black hole where all the world's annoyances go to never be seen again. So, Phil, Ryan, what would you put in this black hole? Ryan, let's go for you first.
Okay, so mine this week is a little bit lighter, maybe, than previous weeks, but something that's really, really does grind my gears. People who do not indicate when they are turning in their motor vehicle.
Do you indicate all the time, Ryan?
Maybe I should go in there as well, I don't know, but that isn't relevant to what we're discussing.
I indicate all the time. Every time I'm turning a junction, you got to indicate. You've got to tell people where you're going.
Ryan could theoretically cease to exist, do you?
I don't indicate on turn, so you don't need to indicate, where it's obvious that you're going that way.
Yeah, it is annoying, I must admit.
Yep, well, I'm going to let you put that way in.
Yep. Yeah. Boop. I'll put it gone. In. Obliterated. Bye, Ryan. Ryan's gone.
Filippio.
Mine's probably a little bit controversial, but it's people who believe in their beliefs and don't actually know what they believe in. And you might think, what the hell are you going on about? But
you kind of read my mind on that.
People that think, yeah, I'm a Christian, I do all this. And you say to them, like, what is it you practice? And they go, I never go to church or anything like that. And to me, it's like, well, you're not really a Christian. You're not really following the Christian rules. But they're still adamant that, no, I'm a full-on Christian. I just don't go to church and I don't pray. And I do bad things all the time and I sin. So it's those specific people who are so passionate about their religion, but they don't actually do anything about it. So to me, you're not religious. You've been branded something and that's sticking in your whole life, really. So, yeah, I'll rephrase it. People that are... falsely religious and do not follow the creed, or maybe even change the rules sometime just so it suits their specific needs or wants.
Well, people can interpret religion how they want. I mean, the Bible, how old's the Bible? Is that?
2,000 years old, there.
Perhaps a bit much older than that, Philip.
Yeah,
oh, damn it.
I think you can interpret religion in your own way, and I believe you're not forcing it down anyone's throat and you're not thinking anything bad with it, infidels must be killed or something like that. I think it's all right. I don't think you're not shoving it down someone's throat.
I think I agree with Darren. There's much worse things that go on in relation to religious people and religious beliefs than what you've described. You're basically saying what really annoys you most is people who are not practicing their religion properly.
Yeah.
I agree with Darren. It's very much to interpretation. I don't think just because you don't go to church, you can't be a Christian or live in a Christian way. I'm not particularly religious and I don't care for being religious or anyone forcing their religion on me, but I don't think somebody who's a non-practicing Catholic or a non-practicing Christian deserves to be erased from existence.
No. my annoyance is, like, you know, people that have a religion where it's you do not have sex before marriage, and what do they go and do? Have sex before marriage, because it's just not that important, that real part.
True, but when you think about sex, it is a big urge, isn't it? So maybe they do actually believe that, yeah, and but just think, or they get drunk one day and think, let's just screw whatever.
Well, that's another one. They shouldn't. There's most of them aren't allowed to drink, but they still drink.
No, I think
they're allowed to drink. No, I think I'm going to side with Ryan on this one.
Yeah, sorry, Phil, you lose.
It's a free country, or they say it's a free country, so you basically you can have whatever religion you want. My religion could be worshipping the giant biscotti monster.
Ooh, a biscotti or a biscotti. Spaghetti? Do you mean a spaghetti?
Yes. Biscotti.
A biscotti monster.
Raw. Exactly.
Feed me tomato puree.
Or I could believe in giant green lizards. That's my choice.
Right. Lots of people believe in giant green lizards.
Brian's a firm believer of giant green lizards that roam around the world.
What talk?
George Bush was a reptilian.
He was. So was the Queen.
Yeah. Antonio Blair.
What about Trump?
Trump. No. Oh yeah, he's definitely a lizard.
No.
I think he's a Martian from somewhere.
Mars.
Yeah. Yeah. Most Martians come from Mars.
Very obvious.
It's a Martian from Jupiter.
Call it someone from Jupiter, wouldn't it? Jupiterian.
Jupiterite.
Yeah. Okay, now it is time for Could You Care Less? And this part of the podcast, I will tell you a tale, and I want your opinion on this particular tale. Have you heard the tale of the Green Children of Woolpit? The village was given the name after the pits created to keep out wolves. One day, during the reign of King Stephen, a villager discovered two children in one of the pits, a boy and a girl who spoke an unusual language and whose skin was as green as summer grass. The children were taken home by a man named Richard, who took care of them as if they were his own. Richard found taking care of these children quite difficult, as the children refused to eat nothing but raw green beans. Days turned into months, and the little boy passed away, but the girl moved on to eating more food and slowly began to learn to speak English. When she was able to speak English, she told the villagers where she came from. She told them that she came from a land which is always twilight, where every man, woman and child had the same green skin as them. The girl grew to adulthood and lived a normal, quiet life in the village of Woolpit. Her green skin slowly faded with age. There are many theories about these children. Some people said they were aliens, some people said they were from other dimensions, some said they just came from Flanders and their green skin was due to them eating nothing but green beans. And others say it's just a story, but it is actually classed as an unsolved mystery and not a legend or a myth. There is actually historical evidence that these children have existed. So what do you think? Who were these children and where did they come from?
I think, because you said they were very malnourished, skin can turn green with, you know, lack of nutrients and things like that. And it fits in quite well with the language as well. I think they were very uneducated children who couldn't speak English, so they spoke in their own form of language that they've picked up themselves. And I think they were that malnourished that they were green of colour. So people might think, oh, these look weird. But really, it's just the poor conditions that they were brought up in. That's what I think.
Could be. Ryan, have you got any thoughts on this strange and unusual tale?
Yeah, I think it's a lot of bumcom.
Bumcom?
You think it's a story?
Yeah.
It's just a story.
It's just a story.
Yeah. A lot of nonsense. You think it's made up? Yeah.
Absolute nonsense.
I think there's always some truth to these sort of folklore things at some point. Maybe they weren't green, but they were off-coloured, probably.
If you go to Woolpit now, they make a big deal of this story.
Absolute nonsense.
Yeah.
It could be nonsense. We don't know, really, because obviously nobody was around there, but there's many people who wrote the same story.
What do you think, Darren?
Me, I believe they actually came from Flanders and...
Ned Flanders?
The
children of Ned Flanders.
Do you know what Flanders is?
No.
You have heard of Flanders?
I haven't. I've only heard of Ned Flanders.
Flanders is a place in Belgium.
Oh, right. You know the Flanders? I've never heard of Flanders.
Never heard of Flanders.
Does it still exist to this day?
Yeah, but it's part of Belgium now. I speak Flemish. You ever heard of the language Flemish?
No. Oh, I only know, like, I'm a bit Flemish.
That's what I say.
So, if I was to go... I
didn't know you could speak Flemish.
You spoke it so well.
Have you got any lozenges?
So, it's like, look.
Where did you say it was? Belgium?
Yeah, Flanders is in Belgium.
So, if I went to a taxi driver in Belgium and said, take me to Flanders, he'd know where I mean.
Well, yeah, but Flanders is like, you know, as we have counties, so you say Merseyside. You can't say to a taxi driver, or take me to Merseyside, and we'll go, where about you?
Yeah, yeah, okay.
There's loads of places in Merseyside.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's just like, as we have counties, they had more or less the same thing.
Yeah.
Flanders was once its own country, but not anymore. It's part of Belgium now.
Mm. It's very strange.
Yeah, it's a strange myth, and the village of Woolpit still exists today, and they make a massive deal about these two children.
Do they think it's aliens, I take it?
They don't know how it is, but obviously it's made the town famous, because you won't really know of a town called Woolpit in Suffolk.
Neither
would
of
you?
Us did.
I don't know if a place called Flanders.
I know,
you don't even know Flanders, exactly. It's Chris for your both here.
Ooh.
You ready?
Head to head, who's going to win? The person that deserves to win, i.e. me, or the one that just cheats and look at all the answers?
See who comes out in front at the end of it, fair.
Yeah, well.
Some believe all the kingdoms of England became united in the Norman Conquest of 1066, but others believe that it was due to a king. What was this king's name? Is it A, John the Great, B, Alfred the Great, C, William the Great, a D, Arthur the Great, Philippe.
There's a lot of greats. I'm going to go with Arthur the Great, just as a pure guess.
I'm going to go with C, William the Great.
You were both wrong, it was Alfred the Great.
Alfred's a suck name, who wants to be called Alfred?
I knew it was someone with the Great at the end.
Yeah, I don't know where you got that. It's pretty good that you knew that. Right, the war, what started in 1337 between England and France, was called the Hundred Year War. But how long did it actually last for? 96 years, 100 years, 116 years, and 120 years. Ryan.
I'm going to go with 100 years.
I'm going to go with 96 years. They were like, yeah, close enough, we can probably call this a 100 Year War. Yeah, let's go for it, 100 Year War. Write it down.
You were both wrong again. I don't understand why they caught under you were, because it was actually 116 years.
Oh.
The French king, Charles II... Don't read it.
Guys, after the slanderous comments he made at the start of this podcast about cheating...
He was staring at my screen.
Phil was just trying to cheat the answers.
I was making sure Dan was keeping track on the scores, but there's nothing written down.
There's nothing written down, because you haven't got any scores yet.
Oh, okay.
You need to score some food for that. Write a score down for all
right. Okay.
The French king, Charles VI, was also called the Mad King. Which of these did he actually believe? That he was made out of glass and would smash if he was touched? That he was a god? That aliens were controlling his mind? Or that many of his knights and lords were actually vampires? Phil.
I'm going to go with the first one, that he thought he was made out of glass and could smash.
I'm going to go with B, he thought he was a god.
Phil is right. He did believe he was made out of glass and he would smash.
First point on the board.
This is a nice and easy one for you both. You can get a point here. What year was the Battle of Hastings? Ryan.
Well, we know options. Oh, okay. I don't want to say
1066, 1166, 1266 and 1966.
I'm going to go with 1066.
I'm going to go with 1066.
I wanted him to guess without having any options, Darren. No chance he was going to get it.
Yeah, but
suck, Darren. You suck.
I didn't think you would need options for that. It's common knowledge.
It's common knowledge to most people, but Phil didn't know it until I
did you actually know
1066.
It?
I did, but I needed a little refresher.
See, I wanted him to go first because I knew we wouldn't get it.
I would love it if he picked 1966.
I was going to pick 1866.
1866?
But then when Ryan said 1066, I thought, yeah, that makes sense. 1066, go for it.
1866.
It's all tactics, Ryan, all tactics.
Riding my coattails, that's what you're doing.
You'll be riding my coattails pretty soon.
Whoa, 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 no fighting.
You peasant.
This is a this is a peaceful podcast.
I'm samurai. Everybody respect me.
The now long gone nation of Aragon is in which modern day country? Is it modern day Germany, France, Ireland, or Spain? Phil.
I think it is Spain.
Ryu.
Dang, I don't know. Again. Aragon. Isn't that a character out of Lord of the Rings?
It's the same name, yeah. Well, round about the same name.
Doesn't sound German, but it also doesn't sound Spanish or French.
Remember, King Henry VIII married someone from this country.
Oh, there's no clues in this, though. No. I've already answered.
You can change your answer
if you
want
to. You can change your answer, I don't mind.
It's, it's obviously Spain, no?
I don't know, I'm going to go for France.
Phil is right, it is actually Spain. And it existed from 1035 to 1706. So it lasted quite a long time. What was the name of the Italian merchant who introduced the West to Chinese culture? Was it Christopher Columbus?
Can I guess before you read them all out?
Yeah, go on then. Why not?
I'm going to go with... No, wait. Damn it. Phil's going to... Damn it!
Tell you what then. I will answer first.
Was it Christopher Columbus, Francisco Bizarro, Marco Polo, or Luigi Mario?
Mine's just give me a little hint with his eyes there. I'm going to go with Marco Polo.
I didn't give you a hint with my eyes.
Did?
Just putting my hood up, tried to do it at the beginning. So it is Marco Polo.
He wrote a book.
What you're telling me is you didn't know the answer and you had to cheat off me once again.
It just means that I'm such a good quizmaster.
You're not the quizmaster, Darren.
I'm the quizmaster.
Quizzer. And
you couldn't even spell quizzer.
Well, just from cheating.
And I can read Ryan's mind.
No, what we should do is put like a big board between you two so you can't see each other. So you get no clues.
Who wants to look at Ryan's ugly book?
Now that is a good point. Right? I've always wondered that.
Anyway, all right, it's all right. I've got some tissues for Ryan, I've upset.
Anyway, Marco Polo wrote a book around about in the 1300s called The Marvels of the World, where he spoke about a land which we now know as China.
Mm. What is China, Phil, on the map?
Right here. Yeah, I got it right. Yeah, it says around about China.
I don't mean Chinatown.
Oh. That's Manchester, that shit.
Yeah. Question 7. Which sport did King Edward II ban in 1314? Was it rugby, football, cricket, or boxing? Phil.
I think boxing. I don't think football or rugby was invented, or at least it wasn't very popular back then. So I'm going to go with boxing.
Ryan.
I also don't know the answer to this one, but I'm pretty sure boxing's a more modern sport than the medieval times. I'm going to go with football.
Ryan is correct again. Football was a much more violent game back in those days. It was more like rugby to modern day football. And it dates back to the 13th century.
Mm.
So that's the 1200s.
I know nothing about anything pre-2000s.
What, your own birth year included?
No idea.
At what age could a Viking girl get married?
Pretty low, I reckon.
Yeah. At age 6, 12, 15, or 18, Ryan?
It's one of the first two, I reckon. Was it 6 or 12?
6 or 12, yeah.
I don't know, so I'm just going to flip a coin and go for a quite depressingly disgusting 6.
I'm going to go with 12.
Bill is right, it is actually 12. Yeah. That is really disgusting as 6. My 12
is kind of stuff like that happened disgusting. Like that. 100%, yeah.
Yeah, it probably did happen, but legal age was 12. Who was the first European man to discover America? Was it Christopher Columbus, Leif Erikson, Francis Drake, or William the Conqueror? Phil.
I'm going to go with Christopher Columbus.
Ryan.
I don't think you'd have asked the question if it was Christopher Columbus. I think it's somebody else, but I really don't know. So I'm just going to go with Christopher Columbus as well.
Do you think he's trying to trick us?
I'm pretty sure.
Nope. No, it was not Christopher Columbus. It was Leif Erikson. He discovered the land which we now know as Canada. Well, roundabout in Canada, we not really know.
It's Canada.
Okay, North America, sorry.
Oh, well, if you just said North America, then well, the answer to the question.
Well, Christopher Columbus didn't discover the United States of America. Yeah. He discovered an island close to it. Anyway, his father, Eric the Red, discovered the land called Greenland, which he named Greenland because he thought people would want to visit it if it sounded more sunny and green. What country did William the Conqueror come from? France, Normandy, England, or Brittany?
William the Conqueror? No idea. Brittany?
Yeah, I'd have gone for Brittany as well.
You're both wrong. It's Normandy.
I think people who are listening to this podcast are probably screaming that answer.
Yeah, it was actually called the Norman Invasion when he actually came to Britain and conquered Britain. He's the one who introduced English to England, basically. English is a mixture of French and Latin.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Yeah, so, Ryan, you've got 3. Phil, you've got 5. So, Phil Ooh, yeah. is in the lead on that. Well, that concludes our medieval podcast. So all I've got to say now is ta-ra, and signing off is me, Darren, Philip, and Ryan.
Ta-ra.
Bye.
Namaste.
Namaste.